Time for the Mickey Plyler Show on the Roar.
Braves take 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati, take on Toronto starting next series. Regionals in baseball, 10 in, 6 to be determined today. Clemson football adds to commitments, and Clemson baseball misses Savoy. A busy Monday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, June the 1st, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Man, we got a lot to get into on a reaction Monday. Clemson football recruiting, Clemson baseball transfer portal, NCAA baseball, regionals, NCAA softballs, World Series, Major League Baseball. The NHL finals are starting tomorrow. NBA finals starting on Wednesday. NASCAR for the weekend. PGA Tour for the weekend. Men's golf. NCAA men's golf today. Man, just woo, good time in sports. June 1st. After a great month of May, I felt like. So we got a lot to do here. A lot to get into here. A lot of reaction to get to. And the producer that will guide us through it, Mr. Will Clinton, as he does every Monday and Tuesday. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Rabbit. It's good luck. First thing you say, first day of the month.
Really? Rabbit. I never heard that. Uh-huh. I'll try to remember that. I like it.
I'm doing good. It's good to see you. It feels like it's been forever. It's been since Tuesday, but.
I know.
How was your weekend?
Mine was well. I'm trying to remember what all we did. Friday, can't remember now. Saturday pool. Yeah, Saturday pool with the kids, good time, a lot of baseball, a lot of throwing the baseball in the yard, a lot of that kind of stuff. We did some other stuff, can't remember. Yesterday, Drake and I went over to Sunday Dinner with a Twist and volunteered to help feed the needy here in the upstate. It was awesome. So, and we got the big gala coming up Friday night. I just want to encourage you. I know what the program looks like, and they've got some ladies that are coming over singing for us. And, man, you are going to love that. So go to SundayDinnerWithATwist.org and buy your gala tickets. And they've lured themselves that they'll be speaking over there. So can't wait. But got a great program planned for you. And we're going to raise a bunch of money for an awesome cause. And then, every time I go out, I see it. And I see Red and what they do. Yesterday they were giving out tents. They were giving out women's clothes. Giving obviously a bunch of food, a bunch of water, a bunch of supplies and all that. It's just so good to see it and how appreciative people are, and especially watching my 7-year-old hand out plates of food and asking what their name is and tell them his name is Drake and all. It's really humanizing the homeless with love without stipulation is what there's some of their mottos and how they do that. And really, it's just cool to see. It's a really cool organization. And the people that come and volunteer. I'm talking about just awesome, awesome people. There was a, I don't know if she wants me to say her name or not, but a friend of the show's, great advertiser of the show, and his wife was there, and she said the prayer, and I was like, I went up to her afterwards and went, I wish I could pray like that publicly. Like, it's just, it hit everything. And it was said so elegantly. It's like, man, I'd give anything in the world to be able to pray like that. Anyway, she's very humble about that stuff. So anyway, that was our day for the most part yesterday. So had a great day. had an awesome day. How about your weekend?
Flew by.
Yeah.
Worked a lot. Yeah. I'm trying to get back into shape. It's been a long time, and I don't know what that shape is going to turn out to be. But right. started swimming again.
Nice. In the lake or in a pool?
In the lake.
What's the temperature in the lake right now? Was it frosty still?
Or? It's a little cold. And I mean, I think that's a lot because of all the rain we've had. And when I was out there, it wasn't full sunlight. So it was overcast. So, but I mean, it's not like it's going to shock you into drowning. It's going to shock you into getting tense and getting ready and getting awake.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm sore.
Well, that's good. It's a good sore, though.
Going to be taking a nap today, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a good sore. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. We had huge news locally here, and I want to get into it. By the way, we're going to do a segment too today.
I want to look at the finals.
All right, let's do it. I actually watched part of an NBA game. You talking about the NBA finals?
I'm talking about NBA and NHL.
Oh, NHL. Okay, good.
You watched Game 7 on Saturday?
I did, and it's interesting because I hadn't watched a whole lot of NBA. But it was a very interesting game, and Wembanyama and the Spurs ended up winning and now setting it up. And that will start on Wednesday. Tuesday, NHL Finals. Wednesday, NBA Finals. Wednesday, you have finals of the softball. They're down now, Texas and Tennessee. It sounds like that's an Ella Langley song, the winner between Texas and Tennessee. Ha! That's what I did there. And I'll be choosing Texas. No, Texas and Tennessee. Texas got to beat Tennessee twice today at noon and at 2:30. And Alabama and Texas Tech at 7 and at 9:30 if necessary. Texas Tech's got to beat Alabama twice. And then the finals will start on Wednesday. You want for Clemson, you want the good news or the bad news first?
Give me the bad news first.
Nate Savoy to the transfer portal.
Yeah.
There were rumors started on Friday. Friday afternoon, there's a couple of threads going on message boards. And I'm like, oh. And usually where there's smoke, there's fire. Sometimes you get it where it's not. But after hitting 16 homers and 52 RBIs and hitting 329, one of the few bright spots for Clemson baseball this year, Nate Savoy, according to College Baseball Central, is going to the transfer portal. Transfer portal opens today. So, man, Eric Backich and his staff now have a huge few weeks. You got to replace, you got to rebuild the entire lineup, basically. And so we'll see what comes of that. We'll see what other Tigers enter the portal. All that starts today. It's the bad news. And it feels weird to say this because Clemson football fans have been down for so long now. Well, I say for so long. Down for a few months now. Really since the LSU game. But it feels weird that Clemson football feels like a little better than Clemson baseball right now after this weekend. Tigers get two more commitments, going to get a couple more here in the next couple of days. So this weekend they landed Julian Cromartie, a three-star wide receiver, and Tony Cromartie's son, 6'3", 175 from the Woodlands, Texas. I've been to the Woodlands, man. Woodlands is a nice place. The Woodlands is one of the nicest places in the country to live. Really cool there. And they get four-star Santana Harvey, defensive end, 6'3", 230, four-star out of Lakeland, Florida. Today, J.J. Brown will announce he is an offensive lineman, thought to have gone to Georgia. Looks like Clemson might get him tonight from Lilburn, Parkview High School in Lilburn, Georgia. And they made up a bunch of ground and feel good about, like, Desmond Malpress, a defensive end. So we'll tell you about the official visit weekend and what that could look like. Some, you know, both the big linebackers that were in town, some of those defensive ends were in town. But it is a really good class right now, ranked 13th in the country, according to Rivals.com and or 247.com now with that one. So a lot of good news coming out of Clemson football official visit weekend. And we'll go over who those guys were and all that during the show today. We had college baseball. We'll give you the whole rundown of what that looks like. Basically, you've got six regionals to be determined today. Florida State and St. John's battling down in Tallahassee. ESPNU and ACC Network if necessary. You've got Georgia Tech, Oklahoma, winner take all at 3 o'clock. Milwaukee, not the Brewers, and Auburn, winner take all at 6 o'clock tonight, ESPNU. Georgia Tech's ESPNU, too, by the way. 6 o'clock tonight, winner take all, Florida and Troy, and the SEC Network. Also at 6 tonight, winner take all, Kentucky at West Virginia, ESPN2. And at 9 o'clock tonight, winner take all, USC and Texas A&M. Those are the six that to be determined. Georgia won yesterday. I've got a thought about the Athens Regional and the ejection that happened there. We'll get to that coming up today. But Georgia beat Liberty 6-1. Boy, Bradley Leacroy's team was in it till late in that ball game last night, and Georgia exploded in the eighth inning. The Austin Regional, Texas blows through it. North Carolina wins their regional. You had Oregon winning their regional. You had Little Rock advancing. Little Rock won down in Hattiesburg. How about that? You had Kansas winning at their regional. Ole Miss winning at the Lincoln, Nebraska regional. We had, how about Cal Poly winning at UCLA, the number one team in the country, is now out. Down in Starkville, the Bullies advance. They'll come to Athens this weekend. And down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama advanced. So we got 10 in, 6 to be determined today. Told you about the softball stuff today. Major League Baseball over the weekend. Braves take 2 out of 3 from the Reds. Acuna is hot as a firecracker right now. But they lost yesterday 6-4. The Yankees had a very, very interesting day yesterday. Yankees scored 13 runs in one inning and didn't hit a home run. And everybody in the lineup scored in the inning, which is crazy. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. But they won 13-8, so and they're on fire against the A's. Rest of Major League Baseball, say from yesterday, you had Orioles over the Jays, Pirates beat the Twins, Nats beat the Padres, the Rays over the Angels, Red Sox beat the Guardians. My computer will not stop messing up here. You had Rangers over Royals, Brewers, Brew Crew shut out the Astros, Pirates. I mean, it's just the Giants ripped the Rockies, 19-6. Mariners beat the D-backs, walk off in 10. Dodgers 9-1 over the Phillies, and the Cardinals beat the Cubs. As we enter June the 1st, Braves a 9-game lead at 40-20. 9-game lead right now over the Nationals. Rest of Major Baseball, Rays game and a half up over the Yankees. The Guardians a game up over the White Sox. Mariners a 2.5 game lead over the A's. In the National League, told you about the Braves. The Brew Crew 4.5 up over the Cardinals, and the Dodgers have a 5.5 game lead over the Padres entering the 1st of June there. You had Denny Hamlin winning in Nashville in NASCAR. You had Russell Henley birdieing the last 4 holes and birdieing the playoff hole yesterday. So former Georgia Bulldog Russell Henley wins at the Colonial. Charles Schwab a challenge out in Texas. He beat Eric Cole yesterday in that playoff. And now we're just a few short weeks away from the Father's Day weekend and the U.S. Open up at Shinnecock Hills. Besides that, told you Carolina advances. They'll face Vegas in the NHL final starting tomorrow. Spurs advance. They'll face the Knicks, host the Knicks Wednesday. Really, besides that, nothing going on, man. Nothing going on. What a weekend. What an absolute amazing weekend. And one of my takes we'll get to, I'll save it for 7:05, about the Georgia ejection last night. So can't wait. We're going to talk NBA Finals, NHL Finals. When we come back, hey, I do want to tell you about our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Your garage floor can't look amazing. Mine does. This is the most experienced team out there. They've been doing it since 1999, family-owned. A lot of the same guys still working since 1999. Over 4 million square feet installed, over 21,000 projects. So go with the most experienced team when you look at your garage floor. Get a free quote today. You can go to CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com and get a free quote there. Go to the color charts and frequently asked questions like, how does it work? What do? You move anything out? How does that work? No. You don't lift a finger. They move everything. What's the warranty like? When do you pay them? What's the whole process look like? You can watch videos on there how it works and what it looks like for residential, commercial, and industrial flooring. Ask about our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists and why. And just look at what, I mean, 5-star reviews everywhere. I got 28 pages of 5-star reviews right now on Carolina Floyd Specials. What, man, what a testimony. 28 pages, 5-star reviews. So get in touch with the good folks. 404-8158. CarolinaFlooringSpecials.com. 404-8158. We'll take a break. Talk finals. Man, whenever I used to talk finals, it'd be like in summer school and I got to do good enough to come back in the fall. So this is a little bit different finals talk with Will Clanton when you come back after this.
Recurring drain issues could be more than a clog. It could be your sewer line. Older homes, especially in established...
With the NBA Finals, I was also able to catch the majority of Game 7 on Saturday. I'd like to know your thoughts because I was... The more that I've watched Victor Wembanyama, especially, the less that... I'm impressed by him, but I have less and less faith in his game long term, at least long term in this current year, because it just seems like he doesn't know what he is still.
Yeah, he's a freak by being 7'4" and dribbling between the legs and shooting threes. But you're right that and they need that. By the way, the defense is good in the NBA now, the interior defense. So, like, you got to hoist threes. Mm-hmm. If you notice, they shot 40. And Oklahoma City shot 35. So, almost half of the shots hoisted up in the game were three-pointers. And, like, what do they need from him? And to be honest with you, you know, he shot of his 15 shots, a third of them were threes. I like to see him get down low and dominate in the post a little more. So, I'm with you on that. But you're right, because their 7'4 guys don't do that, it stands out when he does it. But is that what they want? Is that what they need? And there were times where, yes, that was what they need. Bottom line is they need an awful lot from him. And they got 22 points and 7 rebounds. But I mean, 7'4", 7 rebounds ought to fall in your lap.
There were so many opportunities on Saturday where, you know, a rebound comes up, high arcing rebound where it's going – into the paint, and my initial assumption is like, okay, he's gonna grab that one.
Yeah.
And he gets out rebounded because somebody puts a body on him. It's one of those things.
Now, he was in foul trouble too.
Yes so. But he's like the only person that Chet Holmgren, who is one of the skinniest people alive, I think him and Wembanyama are 1 and 2 and skinniest people.
And I'm
I've
like
ever
three or
seen.
Four in that range probably.
Yes. Oh, yeah, maybe 5 or 6.
Right.
But just being a little physical with the guy seems to work. It's very surprising.
There are very few things that can work. Because, I mean, even then, he did have 22 points. And he was their leading scorer. All that said. There's sometimes the talent's like, man, this guy's going to score every time down court and all. I mean, we're sitting there ripping the guy, but the guy had 22 points and we led his team to a. And had some massive threes, man. Like some of his dagger-type shots.
Yeah. And he's not afraid to shoot those.
No.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Seth Curry, former Dallas Mavericks great.
Yeah.
Steph Curry-style threes from way behind the arc. I say all of that because as much as we talked about the Knicks getting back for the first time since 1999. I forgot, for some reason, that they played the Spurs in that finals. The 1999 NBA Finals, the Spurs ended up winning over the Knicks.
That's Robinson and Tim Duncan?
And that was Tim Duncan's first of many.
That wasn't Ginobili and Parker. That was
not yet.
Okay. All
right. Yes. But that was Tim Duncan coming into his own, and eventually becoming the finals MVP that year. Another huge, tall, gangly guy at the time. It kind of seems like the Spurs are just on this 27-year cyclical tour over finding this guy who's generational and tall and athletic and plays out of position traditionally.
Yeah.
And the Spurs are favored in the finals.
Well, they should be.
By Vegas.
Yeah, I think it should be because they have home court advantage. And the Spurs showed a lot to me Saturday night. To go into that arena, into that environment in a game seven and beat the defending champions with a really, really young team, I mean, that said a lot to me. And you look at it, I'm looking at the starters right now. They're 24, 22. Let's see what Fox is here. 28. Fox is an old man at 28. 25. And final star, 21. Like, this is a young, young team. They're not supposed to be there yet. And they did it. And they knock on the door now. The Wemby-Yama thing, he's such a freak to be able to do the stuff he does, how smooth he does it. But I see what your point, though, is like you want him to do more because of those skills. And they still work around him, to be honest with you. They still do a terrific job of working around him. But that's a young team that's going to be there for a long time. I think you can see this team winning multiple NBA championships. And I don't like it when we normally say that, but they've got, you know, the most talented player in the league maybe now. And they're building a 22-year-old Wembanyama and all these young guys, Castle and these guys building around him. That you can see this thing being, you know, hold this thing in place for a while now.
Yes.
And to me, the series starts on Wednesday with game one. But, man, what's it going to be like in Madison Square Garden this weekend? You want a StubHub deal here?
Game two is going to be MSG. Is that right?
No, the game three.
It's game three.
1 and 2 in San Antonio.
Okay, so that would be next Monday, I believe.
All right, here we go. For game one, right now, get in price $1,455 in San Antonio. So two tickets, basically $2,900. If you want lower bowl, that's the upper deck stuff. If you want lower bowl right now, the lowest I see. There's a 2,200. So that'd be 4,400 for two tickets. That's in the lower bowl.
That seems affordable based on what I assume you're about to tell me for game three.
All right. Game three in Madison Square Garden.
Which is Monday.
Yeah, a week from today. Get in price right now, $4,600. So you're talking about 92 hundo for two of you. If you want it in the lower bowl, the lower, not the upper deck, not even down courtside. I'm talking about just in the lower bowl. The lowest I see right now, 7,100. So you're talking about 14,300 for two tickets, Madison Square Garden. And if you want to sit courtside, you've got, wait, some down there. There's one for $9,000. One pair for $9,000. The highest ticket right now in Madison Square Garden, $55,542.
Oh my gosh,
$55,000. What are we doing? The highest ticket in San Antonio is courtside right here, $143,000.
$143,000 for a single ticket?
Yes. They got two left, and these are the ones that you sit right there on the court. $143,945, so $144,000, so $288,000 for a pair there. What in the heck are we doing, man? I wonder if those will sell. And, like, what are the StubHub fees on $288,000 for a pair?
I mean, I won't speculate. A lot is the answer. A lot.
You want NHL finals?
Yes.
All right. Because there's people in our listening audience right now that might be able to go to game one tomorrow night.
And that's,
you yourself could drive up after the show.
I don't have to. As far as I know, I'm not working on Wednesday morning. So
right. Get in right now. Tuesday night, NHL finals. $1,083. What a bargain. So 21 hundo to sit in the upper deck. Lower bowl right now, the lowest I see. There's a 15 hundo. So $3,000 for you and your beautiful wife to go to that one. Now that's in Carolina, out in Vegas. Game one in Las Vegas. Get in price right now, $1,400. Lower bowl right now, lowest one you're seeing $3,000. It's $2,700.
Especially for Vegas, that's I know the Golden Knights are kind of a new franchise, not really a poll, but that seems pretty affordable for doing anything in Vegas, let's be honest.
Yeah. You might go, hey, I tell you what to do. Go put down on $2,500 on the roulette table and go red or black, and if you win, go get you some tickets.
There you go.
That's the way to do it.
And if you lose, you take that money that you could have gone to the game with and just stay at the sports bar. The sports book.
World Cup tickets. You got to do the hot ticket price there. United States and Paraguay. It's probably a different way to say
Paraguay.
That's
in Houston, I believe.
And in Inglewood.
California, okay.
Yeah. Get in price right now, $943.
Man, coming down. Okay.
I know. Okay. Coming down. I'm looking Morgan Wallen because I got to take my son. So,
do you not have tickets for that?
No. I'll wait a day of, or wait till 2 days of, and let the thing fall. Let the bottom fall out of them.
Yes. Wait till 30 minutes before.
Yeah, bottom fall out. Yeah. Bottom fall out of that thing. Get in right now, 91 upper deck, but I got to sit lower deck, my son. Even upper deck, same thing. You're watching a screen.
Are they going to have the same setup as?
Nah, stage in the end zone. In the end zone stage.
Okay.
Yeah, his stage looks like an airplane. I'm not paying $200 for them. I get it right now, $211. I paid $110 for George Strait each, so I'm going hundo for this. $191 lower deck right now. There's a $145. There's a $112, but you won't be able to see the screen. Anyway,
anybody out there looking to unload some Morgan Wallen tickets?
Hundo is all I'm paying though. I'm not, and nobody's gonna sell them for that. So nobody in the show would ever sell them to us, but.
Hey, day of.
The big thing for Morgan Wallen is, do you want to go for Brooks and Dunn, or do you want to go for Ella Langley?
The opener on either day, yes.
Yeah, because you got two different ones there. You got Brooks and Dunn on Friday, which my wife would rather see. And then you got Ella, maybe an Ella fella, I'd rather see.
An Ella fella. I love that you discovered that.
Oh, yeah. You can't turn on the radio now without hearing Ella Langley. Have you noticed that? You cannot turn on the radio. I don't care. You can listen to heavy metal station. AC/DC up next. Ella Langley. Like every station. Sports talk. We're playing her. You want some political talk? Oh, right after Ella Langley. You cannot turn on. Seriously. You can't. You got a Christian rock station? I mean, Christian station on there? Okay, yeah. As soon as you play Ella Langley. You can't turn on the radio without hearing her on there.
We pause your normal death metal lineup.
Megadeth up next, but first,
Ella Langley.
Ella Langley. We'll probably play her today. Hey, speaking of songs, I got two things for you. I heard one major thing. Name the best song you know that doesn't have a chorus.
Linoleum by NoFX. Well, no, that doesn't have a bridge.
I think I'm right about saying this.
It doesn't have a chorus.
Yeah. It's a song that you play here, that you introduced me to here, and that's awesome.
And it doesn't have a chorus.
It does not have a chorus. I don't know the traditional terms of chorus and bridge and all that. But there's no repeating.
I want to say. No.
You introduced me to the song here, and the meaning of the song and all that.
Let me think about it. I won't look it up.
Okay.
I won't look it up. I promise.
All right. Hey, Texas, A Boy Named Sue didn't have a chorus. I didn't realize that. That's the best boy song ever. That doesn't have a chorus then. Again, not going to be a boy named Sue. He's right. Very good. All right, short break. We'll come back. I enjoyed segment two. Oh, NHL finals, anything there right quick?
Starts on Tuesday, and Carolina Hurricanes on a tear.
Yeah, yeah, they're amazing. It's going to be a lot of fun. They'll win. They get home ice advantage. So it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. It's Reaction Monday. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm coming to you. What'd you think of the weekend? A lot to get into after this.
It's bow time.
You've had a song that I heard this morning that you introduced me to that does not have a chorus.
I'm gonna take a guess. It's probably wrong. I'm gonna say "Kid Charlemagne" by Steely Dan.
No, and I love that. No.
Go ahead. I'm gonna be so mad.
All right. Gordon Lightfoot, "The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald." No chorus.
Are you kidding? Oh no.
No chorus.
Now I'm embarrassed.
Am I right, though? No chorus, right?
You're right.
The legend lives on the temple. Yeah. What a great song, huh?
It was Edmund Fitzgerald Day like 3.5 months ago.
I know. You played
it
on the air.
I've forgotten about it. I have a t-shirt with a picture of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald on it, and I was wearing it earlier this week.
Like you had it. Texture, boy named Suit, 9628. Thank you so much. I forgot about that one not having a chorus. I didn't realize it didn't have a chorus. 2670 said, "I'm not ashamed to admit I'm an Ella fella." So, yeah, no one's ashamed to admit that now. Every radio station on Earth, right now, some of the government led China. Radio stations playing Ella right now. Texture 3534 says, "Stop saying hundo. You're too old to talk that way here. Sorry. I've already said it 100 times. Hundo." Let's get some phone calls here. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hal's been very patient with me this morning. Hal, thanks for hanging on, buddy. Did you have a good weekend?
Pretty good. The Emmy finals. I mean, although it's going to be the home court, best home court advantage, but then San Antonio won it all. That means we have a championship. And it's been almost more than 50 years since the Texas Monarchs won a champion. Bill Murray's gonna be one of the people taking part in
Bill Murray's coming, and I think Bill Murray's a really interesting character. There's nothing better. By the way, Hal, I appreciate the phone call. You broke up with us a little bit. Yeah, the Knicks hadn't won one in a recent time. I think that's gonna be the story of the summer, man. The Knicks in Madison Square Garden. It's gonna be a big deal. Just pay attention to that a little bit. Bill Murray is one of the most interesting people, I think, in sports. And he goes, sports, he's an actor. Yeah, but, you know, he's involved. Like, with he's involved in baseball, minor league baseball. He's involved in golf and the pro-am stuff. What an interesting guy.
Do you have a Bill Murray story?
I sat behind him, about four rows behind him at a Clemson football game a few years ago.
Okay.
Didn't speak to him. I don't know him. Never met him. Mm-hmm. But my favorite Bill Murray bit ever is when he's on with the Kelce brothers talking about Roadhouse.
I saw that, yes.
It gets no better than that story. So we won't get into it on the air, but look up Kelce brothers, Bill Murray, Roadhouse. And that's about the funniest 4 or 5 minutes of any video you'll ever see.
It's not what you expect at all.
No, it's fantastic. You have a Bill Murray story?
This was way back, I want to say like 2008, maybe. I was visiting some friends and I went to college at Charleston. We were driving around and, I noticed him just walking around the streets of Charleston, and I just, you know, I slapped everybody. I pointed at him and he saw me pointing at him, and he came up and we were all crammed in this like, two-door sedan. I think there was four or five of us.
He gets in the car with you?
No, he came up. He came up to the window. He put his mouth on the window and, like, you know, blows up his cheeks, and then points at us and walks away. And it was one of those things where it's like he was in that phase of his life where he's like, no one's going to believe you.
I love it, man. I love it. Text said Bohemian Rhapsody does not have a chorus.
Yeah, it appears right. Yeah. Like, maybe so.
Jeez. Okay.
So songs without choruses. I thought you had to have a chorus. I thought you had to have a guitar solo and a chorus.
That's pop music.
Yeah, yeah. To our Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines, where Delvin's been hanging on. Delvin, thanks for hanging, man. Did you have a good weekend?
You had a great weekend. Don't forget, Mickey, you can see Ella Lindley twice. Don't forget she'll be down at Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Battery, too. So
down at Battery.
Yeah. What do you think about the latest on the kind of game called baseball coach? It seems like they're focusing on Coach of Carolina, Coach Kevin Snell.
Seems like it. He was asked.
I think that's the last name.
Yeah, Snell. Yeah. He was asked about it after his loss down in Tallahassee.
And first of all, I want to say, yeah. I want to give him credit. He didn't act like the Texas A&M coach who went to Texas. He didn't act like that. He answered the question.
He did. And, boy, the answer was that, hey, man, we got a lot of guys coming back here next year. I got a 5-year contract with Coastal Carolina and blah, blah, blah. I think he's gone. I think he's going to South Carolina. But he didn't sound like he was gone yesterday, but he answered the question.
Yeah, he do like Jim Schlossnagel.
Yeah, if he does not go, I got to think West Virginia might be the – because I thought Kansas at one point in time.
If he does go, I think Coach Carolina already got their coach on staff. I think his associate head coach was a former head coach in baseball.
You know, Matt Williams is his pitching coach, but Matt Williams spent some time at South Carolina, too. So maybe Matt Williams comes back with him. I think it's going to be Snow. I think it's going to be Snow.
I think his name is Oxendine.
Oh, Oxendine, the coach of waiting guy. Or not coach of waiting, but the successor.
He was a former head coach in college, too. But
I got you.
I think it was at Longwood. But yeah.
But Matt Williams is a pitching coach there. And the way I understand it, if Snell comes, then Matt Williams will be the pitching coach at South Carolina, too, for a second time.
I think it'll be a good hire for the Gamecocks.
Interesting to see, man. I think it'd be a great hire. He's a baseball coach. But
now, I think it's a great hire for him.
But he's been at Coastal since the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, does he want to leave that? He's a Coastal guy. It'll be interesting to see. Going to be an interesting couple of days here. If they don't make a hire by Wednesday, I think you're going to see he'll stay at Coastal.
Yeah, I was joking with one of my friends. I said, I sit down with him at least so he can take over his success because he didn't do good at Longwood. Yeah. I said, he'll love to stay at Coastal Carolina so he can have success at Coastal. Probably get him a big job.
Maybe.
Never know.
Maybe.
Because he played there, too. He played there at Coastal.
Oh, I didn't know that. So. I did not know that. How about that?
Yeah, he played at Coastal. Mickey, do you hear the rumors now? You hear the craziness? People are saying on the internet that since Dabo went on always college football with I can't think of the quarterback now, Greg McElroy, that somehow Dabo got more money and stuff. Now that Clemson got more money, they can go pay these recruits now.
You know, I think that they've changed their philosophy a little bit.
Some people say that he lied. Something like that he was probably lied about.
No,
being broke.
No. He was given more of his current players rather than going out and paying other guys. But here's the thing. I think Dabo has always adjusted and adapted. And some people said he hadn't, but he does. And, a buddy of mine said, hey, have you never noticed that Dabo's hanging on Rich Bisaccia all the time now? And thinking about that for a second, maybe Bisaccia's in his ear. Maybe say, hey, man, this is the NFL model. Here's what you got to do. I mean, there's a lot out there. Maybe it's Jordan Sorrells. Maybe I don't know who it is. Maybe it's Kevin Kelly. Maybe it's – I don't know who's gotten to it or who's maybe it's his dad would come into his own senses and saying, hey, this is a game we got to play now. But apparently Clemson recruiting's on fire right now, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah, and speaking of fire, man, I don't know what – I guess hitting that grand slam must turn around on Cooley Jr. around.
Who's that now?
Run on Cooley Jr. ever since you hit that grand slam in Boston.
Yeah, it is. Well, nothing worse. I mean, nothing better than a grand slam in Boston, by the way. So then everything else is downhill after that. So.
Yeah, now you're hitting the home runs. You can't stop hitting the home runs now.
Is it five games in a row or 5-4 games or something like that?
Yeah.
Including the leadoff, including the first pitch of the game yesterday?
Yeah.
So, good stuff.
And, before I let go, Mick, what's up? You keep talking about what a bad weekend for UCLA, softball and baseball.
Woo! Baseball especially, man. Softball, you you're in the World Series, you're playing great teams. But baseball, as the number one seed in the country, and you lose at home regional?
Yeah.
Woo!
You let Kyle Polly come out of there?
Yeah, yeah. On top of that, you know, the other ones.
You had a potential number one pick in the draft?
Yeah, the other ones that did not come out. In Hattiesburg, Southern Miss didn't make it out of their regional. And Nebraska did not make it out of theirs. UCLA did not make it out of theirs. But and we could see today now because you've got a bunch today. You've got Florida State.
Hey, yeah, that's what I'm about to ask you, Mickey. Have you ever seen any games going to the next? Usually they end on Sunday, but have you seen any of these regionals go to Monday?
Well, the final games they do, but not two. Like Florida State had weather all weekend long. So there's going to be two today, but now the other ones, if you do go to a game seven, which they do at Georgia Tech and at Auburn and at Florida and at West Virginia and A&M.
Yeah.
So we got all those. We got six total today, six regionals to be decided today.
I mean, you said 7-1-5. You explain it.
Yeah.
Make that adjustment you talking about.
I will explain it in depth. It'll be the entire segment for 7-0-5 this morning.
And what about the crazy call? Speaking of the Yankees, what about the crazy call on the dude challenged the ball, but they say it was a strike, but it was really a ball. You saw that?
Yeah, yeah. They completely screwed that one up. And part of the, of course, I don't mind it. Yankees benefited from it, so I don't mind that.
Yeah. But they were kind of crazy though.
Yeah.
Yo, well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. And then the Yankees scored. Everybody scored in one inning yesterday, 13 runs. Did you watch any softball this weekend? Did you watch any baseball this weekend? College baseball?
No. You know what? No. I watched. I'm surprised I didn't watch any softball, but no to that. No to college baseball. I actually watched MLB, and I never do that. It's a weird weekend.
And NBA.
And NBA, yes.
I'm the opposite. I watched some NBA, and I don't normally do that, but I watched some softball and watched some college baseball all around. Now, part of it was I was watching Bradley LaCroix's team trying to pull that thing through, and Kurt Triplett's team, the Citadel, trying to pull that thing through. But I think it's going to be a really good couple of weeks for softball and for baseball. There was so much passion. You turned on Nebraska and Arizona State or whatever, you watch it, man, the crowd was so into all of that. The Athens crowd, the Auburn crowd, I mean, in College Station, like just rabid. Florida, I mean, just rabid fans, man. Morgantown, they were crazy this weekend. And nice to see. College baseball had a lot of passion, a lot of momentum coming out of it. And you'll see it today now. So, again, in case you're wondering, today, noon ESPNU, Florida State, St. John's. If necessary, it'll be ACC Network at 4. At 3 o'clock today, Georgia Tech, Oklahoma, and a winner-take-all on ESPNU. At 6 o'clock on ESPNU, Milwaukee, not the Brewers, and Auburn on ESPNU, winner-take-all. Troy and Florida, winner-take-all, 6 o'clock tonight, SEC Network. 6 o'clock tonight, ESPN2, Kentucky and West Virginia. And 9 o'clock tonight, ESPN2, Southern Cal, and A&M. So all six of those regionals will be decided today, and we'll get our super regionals up. And then we'll start talking tomorrow's show about the matchups for the super regionals coming up. And then we'll have, by tomorrow, we'll have the softball finals. Looks like Tennessee and Alabama have the inside track right now, but maybe Texas and Texas Tech trying to battle and see battle back today and see if they can get in the finals. So I think you're going to see pretty good softball ratings and pretty good I saw WNBA was on Fox this weekend, Saturday night. I was like, I want to see that because they were head-to-head against the NBA Game 7. Like, what's those ratings going to look like, WNBA versus Game 7 of the Western Conference? Hey, stay tuned. We'll talk Georgia ejection in hour number 2.